CBSI and the World, I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Gregory Copley, the editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs, and a colonial, as I am a colonial. But for a couple of unhappy conversations in the 18th century, I would be a member of the Commonwealth, as Gregory is, as an Australian national. And we're looking forward to the coronation of King Charles III. We learn now that it's exciting to consider the coronation, this world spectacular event. What shall I wear is what the king is asking. What shall I wear? Why? Because apparently, I'm learning this from the London papers, he's to be anointed with oil. And the oil is to be on his head and on his breast. And that would require him to be at some point exposed and allow the ceremony to go on correctly. They're contemplating a transparent canopy over the king so that we can see what's going on. But that leaves the question of what shall he wear so that he can open his breast quickly enough for the oil to be anointed. Gregory, I hope I've got this straight. I'm all new to kings and coronations.
Well, it's possible that he would have a mix of a military uniform and the traditional silk stocking and breeches and so on. But the point of contention is this being anointed of God. And this has been something which has been, if you like, taken from the ancient Jewish concept from pre-Christian times, from the Zadoks, the high priests, and so on, anointing the king to make him anointed of God. And so this holy oil would be put on the sovereign's wrists, forehead, and breast. And in the past, as you say, this was normally kept from public sight by this canopy of cloth of gold, which would, if you like, make it a more secret event and preserve the privacy of that anointing. King Charles is very keen to see the entire monarchy being transparent. I do believe that it would be not necessarily valuable to take away some of the mystery of that whole approach. Now, as to what he will wear, obviously he needs a tunic which can be opened to enable, you know, the oil to be put on his chest. The Queen Elizabeth in 1953 just had a fairly low cut gown, which so was able to do that quite discreetly and without a problem. But all of the military uniforms, of course, require either a patrol collar, one which is done up right under the collar, or a conventional military uniform with a collar and tie. Now, His uniform as Marshal of the Royal Air Force, the five-star uniform, that you could unbutton the jacket and tunic and do it with that. The king, however, does favor wearing his naval uniform, which has this full buttons all the way up with the patrol collar, that high collar right around the neck. That it can all be managed, but the reality is whether it's going to be televisable or not. And I think it would be good to see a little bit of discretion. They have commissioned several different people to design the new cloth of gold or whatever it will be in this occasion, and it'll be carried by who it'll be carried by. They've been talking about scholars from Christ Hospital taking it, which would be young children, but it may be too heavy for them. With the Queen's coronation in 53, it were guardsmen who were able to carry this very, very heavy canopy over the sovereign as she was anointed. It's going to be interesting theatrics. It'll be certainly very smooth and well done from that point of view.
They're talking about cutting it back, however, which is disappointing. Yes. I want a full display of all of the ceremony. I want a summary of it's been 70 years since we had a coronation. I missed the first one. I was not permitted to watch it. So I regret. I want this one.
Absolutely. And I think most British people and Commonwealth people do as well. And look, the king is anxious to show, look, I'm not here to be a burden on the economy.
We have 30 seconds, Gregory. Go ahead.
Yeah. And yes, and he will, but I think that the public say, look, I don't care. We want this. This is what we crave. This is our identity. So it will be good. It'll be good, as the funeral was for Her Majesty late last year. So it won't be a picnic as opposed to a 5-course dinner. This will be a pretty spectacular event, and there'll be elements which will be familiar from all of the coronations from Victoria onward, and particularly those of Edward VII and then King George V and so on, and Queen Elizabeth.
Gregory Copley, Defense and Foreign Affairs, May 2023. Be there. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.